This is VOA News for your remote. I'm Joe Palca. The top U.S. public health agency stirred confusion by posting and then taking down an apparent change in its position on how easily the coronavirus can spread from person to person through the air. But officials at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say their position has not really changed and that the post last week on the agency's website was an error that has been taken down. It was an honest mistake that happened when a draft update was posted before going through a full editing and approval process, that according to Dr. Jay Butler, the CDC's Deputy Director for Infectious Diseases. This comes as Prime Minister of Britain Boris Johnson is announcing new restrictions on social interaction today as the government tries to slow the spread of the coronavirus before it spirals out of control. The announcement comes a day after the government's top scientific and medical advisors said virus infections were doubling every 7 days and could rise to 49,000 a day by mid-October if nothing is done to stem the tide. There are now more than 964,000 deaths globally. White House is urging governors to put aside politics and help promote the awaited coronavirus vaccine. Jackie Quinn reports.
Along with the nation's governors, Vice President Mike Pence urged they use their bully pulpits to help reassure the public that vaccines will be safe after a quick but rigorous vetting by the Food and Drug Administration. Pence says his request is non-political, acknowledging the tension of this election season, but vowing no corners will be cut to approve a vaccine. In the private call obtained by the Associated Press, the vice president says the administration doesn't want people undermining confidence in the process. Meanwhile, Connecticut's Democratic governor has created a scientific advisory panel in his state to validate the safety of any vaccines that are released. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
This is VOA News. The Republican majority in the Senate is pushing for a quick vote on a replacement for the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
President Trump wants a vote by Election Day. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he will get it.
We're going to vote on this nomination on this floor.
McConnell brought up why there was no vote in 2016 after the death of Justice Antonin Scalia.
President Obama was asking Senate Republicans for an unusual favor.
McConnell says the president now has the majority party in the Senate. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says it's
an exercise in raw political power.
Schumer says this could have a long-lasting impact.
If a Senate majority over the course of 6 years steals two Supreme Court seats, using completely contradictory rationales, how could we expect to trust the other side again?
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Meanwhile, President Trump met Monday with Judge Amy Coney Barrett at the White House as the conservative jurist emerged as a favorite to replace the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the Supreme Court. Mr. Trump said he expects to announce his pick by week's end before the burial of Ginsburg, the court's liberal icon at the Arlington National Cemetery. Russia said today it will develop military cooperation with Tehran after a United Nations arms embargo on Iran expires next month. Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Rybakov told the Interfax news agency that new opportunities will emerge in our cooperation with Iran after the special regime imposed by UN Security Council Resolution 2231 expires on October the 18th. A new opinion poll indicates that New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern is poised to win a second term in office when the nation goes to the polls next month. But Ardern said Tuesday that she's taking nothing for granted. The One News Colmar Brunton poll put support for Ardern's Liberal Labor Party at 48%, while support for the Conservative National Party, led by opposition leader Judith Collins, was at 31%. Support for Ardern as preferred prime minister was 54% compared to 18% for Collins. As people around the world contemplate when they'll be able to vacation again, the cruise line industry is preparing for a surge. Major companies say they will test all passengers and crew for COVID-19 prior to boarding as part of their plan to fight the coronavirus. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
A date has been set for cruises to resume. A trade group that represents 95% of global ocean-going cruise capacity.
This is VOA.